Looking back on April 3rd, the day when communication history was made, when Motorola employee Dr. Martin Cooper made the very first mobile phone call on this day in 1973.
Here I was walking down the streets of New York. Who should I call? Person that came to mind was my competitor at AT&T. And there was silence at the other end of the line.
That phone was 23 centimetres long and weighed a kilo. Special birthday at the top of the birthday list today. Doris Day is 97.
Hey, Sella, Sella, whatever will be, will be.
Yes, the singer and actress is actually 2 years older than she always thought she was. It was only a couple of years ago when Doris thought she was turning 93 that they uncovered her birth certificate, revealing she was born in 1922.
Listen, you give me trouble and I'll be up there with a lace pillowcase.
Jeff Barry is 81. As a songwriting duo with his wife, he wrote some of the biggest hits of the 60s. Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy, Chapel of Love, River Deep Mountain High, Sugar Sugar, and this for the Shangri-Las. Actor Alec Baldwin is 61. The eldest of the Baldwin brothers was in the movies Married to the Mob, Beetlejuice, and Hunt for Red October.
It is impossible, in summation, to do more than outline with bold strokes the vitals of this trials.
One of the biggest box office stars of our time, comedian Eddie Murphy, is 58.
They're not just regular cops, they're super cops. And the only thing missing on these guys are capes.
And you could put a cape on this guy too. Rugby star, former NRL and AFL player Israel Folau is 30.
Steals it in the air. Folau! Israel Folau!
Finally, the man considered to be the greatest actor of all time by many, Marlon Brando, was born on this day in 1924. He died aged 80 in 2004.
Well, you're the teacher, aren't you?
Yes.
What do you teach?
English.
Well, I know was better than any student.
Remembering Marlon Brando on April 3rd.